And the guy was smiling and sort of chuckling.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want a drink? Do you want a party? And she's waving at the dude.
It was a friendly wave. It was a friendly wave. It was like a, you guys can't see, but maybe if this is our clip, it was like a, you know, it was a dork wave. And he kind of, I saw a little grin, a chuckle under the, as he got into his buggy, but I was like, oh my gosh. So if you all hear tell of there's some big city woman who's come into McNairy County, who's trying to corrupt the Amish. It's not, it's just me and I'm not. I promise you, I love Jesus. I'm sorry that happened.
That's why she's listening to the satanic devil music.
That wasn't Satan. That was just a good time.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big city-living, black clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome, everybody. It is episode 106. We are broadcasting.
106?
Is it not six?
It's not 106.
What is it?
156.
I mean, 156. I'm sick. All right. We are broadcasting live from Savannah, Tennessee. Both of us. Holly is here. And I am on fall break, which means.
Which means.
That I am sick.
That she is sick, y'all. I mean,
every time. If there is as soon as school is out, I get sick, and here I am. And this one is a doozy.
It is a doozy, and we'll have to discuss your exciting day today.
I did have a very exciting day today.
In fact, but I hope everyone's had a great week. You know, it's kind of been warm a little bit here, but we were in the pool on Sunday, so that was kind of crazy to be in the pool in October. But tell us, Joni, about your exciting visit to Flourish today.
I did. So I went to Flourish to get an ozone treatment, and I ended up getting a NAD treatment and I don't know what all, a big old
a bubbler
Myers cocktail bag with all these vitamins and stuff in it. And I got the ozone bubbler in my nostril.
Oh, my gosh.
But y'all, and I don't mean this disparagingly at all. The nurse is an outstanding nurse. This is just a case of Murphy's Law.
Okay.
If something could go wrong, it went wrong today. It was going to go wrong today. And so bless her heart, the other nurse is on vacation. So she was there by herself. And you go in this little, the IV room is where it is, and there's chairs for about three people, but there's me and another lady in there. And the other lady had been real dehydrated and all this stuff. So they tried to start a IV on her and could not get it in there because, you know, when you're dehydrated, your veins don't work well.
Right.
Even if you have good veins, they just roll, they don't do well.
Okay.
So anyway, she went to the other side. She finally got a vein, started her IV. Now, I'm already in the middle of the ozone treatment.
Which, tell them for just a quick second what the ozone treatment
is. That's what I'm going to tell you what this is. So what they do is they take blood. It's like about the amount of blood that you would give if you're giving blood.
Okay.
So they've got this machine that's sucking the blood out of you, and it goes through the tubes through a UV light, so it's killing all the germs, bacteria, anything that's in your blood that should not be there. And it takes it up to another hanging bag, and it collects the blood there, and then they will pump ozone into it. Now the ozone goes in and kills the viruses and bacteria and all this thing, and it is an alternative medicine, so but it's great. It's been great for me.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, all of a sudden she's fixing stuff and gets it set up. And the girl says, is this supposed to be happening? And we look over, well, the girl's vein had collapsed. And so her little IV that she was getting just was just going into her arm, and it was all bubbled up
into her skin. Yeah.
So she turned the ozone to fill up into the bag while she went to deal with that. Well, while she was doing that, the alarm on mine started going off, which is the, hey, we're done here. The air is in here. We're done. And but it keeps going. And so she's finishing up. I mean, she can't stop what she's in the middle of, you know, in that situation. Finally, she comes over. This bag is so puffed up with air. It's great. She goes to switch out the stub, the little thing from the tubes.
Yeah.
So it can reverse back in. And when she takes that off, there's so much air pressure in the bag that blood just goes. It could have been so much worse. But I mean, it went all over the table, all over the floor.
I mean, it was a massacre. Of course,
I found it very comical. The poor little nurse was about to have a, you know, just a fit.
Oh, I'm sure.
But the other woman and I were laughing. We, you know, so finally, and I knew this girl, this nurse, when she was a little girl. And finally, she looked at me and she said, I don't mean this bad. But I am sure if this had to happen, I'm sure I'm glad it was you.
Absolutely. It could not be a better person for that to happen to, because you would just find it very amusing. But
I got laughing harder because I thought, what if that bag had just burst, you know, so much like a balloon.
Like a tick on a dog. Oh, my word. You were full as a tick. I don't like it.
It was. It was great. So.
So she was there quite a long time. Ron and I were starting to get worried.
Well, they did. I made an appointment for just the ozone, but then they said, I think you need the sinus bubbler, which is true. I mean, and it's the, you know, it goes in, cleans out your sinuses. And then she said, you know, and I started talking about my week. I said, I cannot be sick. I've got such a busy week next week.
Yeah.
She said, okay, let's do an IV bag on you. Mm-hmm. So then that takes another hour. So
well, that's what I was hoping. I was like, I said, well, Ron, hopefully they're just giving her the full treatment, you know, getting all the things done.
Yeah,
but he could tell by your text that there was a story.
It was great. It was so great.
Story. Oh, my gosh.
So they're great. I don't want to make it sound like,
No. And it wasn't anything dangerous or like, it was just kind of a mess.
It's just stuff happened. You know, it's like when those things that, usually nothing goes wrong. Yeah. And then all of a sudden she's the only nurse and there's two of us and two things go wrong. So
it was just what it was.
But
so we're hoping that this is just going to get all the yuckies out of her. So we will see. She couldn't talk. We're actually recording on Tuesday. Is it Tuesday?
It is Tuesday. Yes.
Because yesterday she was just in a real pit. She couldn't, she had hardly any voice. And by like 3 or 4, you know, you started taking your medicine and she was pretty out of it. So we had to just sit on the couch and watch shows, y'all.
That's right. Yeah.
What else could we do? But let's go back because we have had a pretty exciting weekend.
It started
off with Hardin County homecoming extravaganzas. So tell a little bit about the parade and all that good stuff.
Well, it was homecoming week. We talked a little bit about it last week, but I love it. They decorate the halls each class, and by class, I mean like freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior. They take a hallway at the school and they decorate it. And so it all had a kind of a Disney theme to it. And so we are the Tigers is our mascot. And so the seniors did Welcome to the Jungle Book. It's Welcome to the Jungle is our theme song. But Welcome to the Jungle Book. And the whole place was decorated. They had green, like the whole hallway was green. And they had vines hanging down. And the sophomores were on my hall. And they did the Little Mermaid theme. And so everything was blue. The lights were covered in blue. The whole lockers, everything's colored and covered in blue. And
that's awesome.
All the little sea stuff. It was great. Mm-hmm. So, and then Friday morning, we had spirit races, which they do powder puff football games. It's the whole morning is full of just these games and huge pep rally and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
And then the parade is in the afternoon.
So about 1 o'clock or 1:30 maybe.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. They are let out of class at 1 o'clock to go decorate their cars or whatever they're going to drive in the parade. And the parade starts at 1:30 and they go around by the middle school and then come down Main Street, which is where I had Holly standing.
Well, yeah, we went right downtown, of course, because mm-hmm. that's where Joni was supposed to be as a... And no, y'all, I didn't have to drive in the parade. I know we talked about that last week. Thank heavens. I would have been willing, but I didn't have to. So we just got to go up. In fact, before we did the parade, we had a delicious sandwiches at a... What's that place called?
The Porch.
The Porch, y'all. Yes. And it's just this little... I know Joni's talked about them on here, and they do... Just you can buy some things and whatnot. And they had some sandwiches, but we both had, she had the BLT and I had a turkey sandwich. And it was one of the best turkey sandwiches I've ever had.
Mine was the best BLT that I've ever had.
I mean, I'm kind of craving it right now.
They did. Maybe we need to go up there. They used that Hitman rosemary garlic bacon on it. Mm. It was fantastic.
And the bread was like that real, it was kind of slightly sweet. It was amazing. So we did that and got iced coffees next door at Selah's, and then headed to our spot to watch the parade. So it was fun.
Joni, and I had worked up a little surprise for Holly.
A little scheme.
During the parade. Do you want to tell that?
Well, yeah. So we're just standing by the road there in Main Street, and I'm kind of off. We'd been kind of back by the benches and stuff, but then as the parade started coming, people kind of moved forward, you know, to buy the parked cars on the side and all that. So Joni's like, come over here, you know, and I get up there, and we're watching, and I mean, they've got the fire trucks going by with all the football and the cheerleaders on tops of those, and they were way up there in the air, too. I was like, that's way up there. And then all the cars and was it all seniors that got to drive? Is that what the deal was?
Yes, the seniors get to drive.
Yeah. Well, anyway, people were driving by. It was a pretty long parade. I have to say, there was quite a few. And then all of a sudden, you know, of course, people know Joni. And then you hear a Miss Shank. And people wave. And then I heard Miss Shank. And this boy leans out the windows. And then Joni said something to him, like his name or something. And then he goes, hey, Holly. And I'm like, hey. And then a few minutes later, on the top of the fire truck, this cheerleader, hey, Holly. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? What's happening? Why are these people calling my name? And then a little while later, another one. And then at the end, this one came by with a big confetti popper and popped it right in our faces and yelled,
hey, Holly. Hi, Holly. And popped the confetti.
Popped the confetti on me. I was like, what is where? So, of course, Joni had schemed that morning with her third period class. I guess they had one class that day, and told them all to say, hey, Holly, when they drove by.
I did. So I told them where I would be standing, where I was, because the teachers are positioned around town to make sure no tomfoolery goes on.
And so, happen.
Mm-hmm. So I told them where I would be standing, and I said, beside me is going to be this really tall woman.
This
one of my best friends from St. Louis. And I said, so when you see me, just yell, hey, Holly.
They did. And I was like, what is going on? But then I knew pretty quick. She confessed pretty quick. So, but it was a very fun. I felt very special. I felt like I was somebody. So yes, thank you all. Yes, yes. Then the confetti popper. I was like, oh, my word.
Yes. And the little royalty that night, they were just beautiful.
They really were. They really were. The dresses and the what are they? Queen court? What are they called? Court?
We had the court. The homecoming court. So you had the football queen and the homecoming queen. Then you have senior attendant, junior attendant, sophomore, and freshman attendants. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. But it was just a lot of fun. They drove around the football field that night when the game. And, of course, Joni busted her rear end. So we came home and rested a little bit and then got up after it because she had to do press box. So, and she said all day, I said, what do we need to do? What do we need to do? And she said, I'm just doing little things. I'm just doing a few little things. Well, of course, you know, she's got all these delicious, I mean, you know.
Little stuff. It just had to be heated up.
I know. So we got over there and she heated all that up and we did stuff and schlepped it up there. And us schlepping that Hulken bag. Y'all, she has that big red Hulken bag, thank goodness, because they're wonderful. And we could pile everything in there. We had it in containers from the kitchen, and we piled it, rolled it over there. But then, as you recall from last week, you have to go up the stairs of death, the concrete stairs with a handrail right between, so you can't even, like, two-person, you know how it is. You know, y'all know how, like, stadium seat stairs are. And so we start to schlep this thing up. And first of all, y'all, Joni is knee-high to a grasshopper. So she can't lift that handle up. She's got to lift her arm practically above her head to get it up off the ground. And we're trying to go by, and we're trying not to knock into people. But this bag, and it's heavy, and it's huge. And finally, too, this is the thing. This is, if you look pathetic, these two young gentlemen both stood up at the same time and went, "Let me, can I help that? Can I carry that for you?" And immediately we were like, "Yes, please put us out of our misery," because it was not going well. But yeah, we did that and watched some football and then went home and went to bed, hit the bed, I guess. And then the next day, you guys, was one of my dream come true, the National Banana Pudding Festival. I know some people have big dreams. Some people want to go to Paris. Some people want to hike the Appalachian Trail. I just want the banana pudding.
But we went to Centerville, Tennessee.
We did, y'all. We did. So it was a beautiful day, first of all. It was just such a pretty day. It was, you know, not super hot. I mean, there was a breeze and all that. Anyway, we get up and get out of there, and it was about an hour and a half drive. So we had but it was beautiful.
It's a beautiful drive.
You're on the little highways of Tennessee, and it was really, really pretty. And we got down there, and Joni's oldest, JB, came and met us down. He drove down from Nashville, which was super fun. And so I'm trying to think, what do you want to discuss about it? Do you have any certain order you want to do anything in?
Go ahead.
I don't know. Well, the first thing, and we're going to develop a rating system. In fact, maybe we should just go through it right now.
Well, we were really kind of surprised. Go ahead.
There was a lot of people.
I did not.
Like a lot.
Yes. So, I mean, I'm used to, if you would say Banana Pudding Festival at the Hardin County, which is where we are.
Right.
Hardin County Fairgrounds, I would just think, we just drive up in there and park and go.
Park, no problem.
Y'all, there were so many people there. When we turned on the road to get to the fairground, it took us over an hour.
Over an hour to waiting in line in traffic.
Just to get to the park, just to park.
We thought we would be special because, see, here we were like, you could park for free and then take a free shuttle, you know, from further out, and they had buses shuttling, and you could do that. But we were, and it was like, it was a little after 11 when we, just barely 11 when we got there. And, or you could, we'd looked on the website and everything, or you could go and park closer right next to it for $20. And I'm like, I'll pay the 20. It's worth it. I'm like, we are special. We will pay the $20. I'm like, let these people make their money. Because, you know, it's a little tiny town. I don't care. And it's $10 to get in. But I'm like, that's totally fine. It's worth it. We sat in that line on that road for over an hour. Top was down. We weren't suffering. The top was down. We were happy as can be. Except we just didn't know how long. It was over an hour. And so, because it was just one, well, there were other ways in, but of course they're directing you. You know, we followed the signs to get to where we needed to be. So if we had known the back road and could have snuck in a different direction, over an hour to get into the lot, big old field. And then once we got in, we got to find good parking spot and all that. And luckily the one thing that they did well too, is that you did buy your ticket. When you paid for parking, you could buy your tickets. So, because I thought Joni and I were like, if we have to stand in another line to buy our tickets to get in after we've spent an hour, we weren't sure about that. But we got in, got a good spot, was right there, walked pretty close. And it was a small, you know, I'd say it was a small, really a really small festival, but in a good way.
But a ton of people.
And we were calculating, because we were like, the field next to us, they opened it up, they had cars. And Joni's like, how much money do you think they're going to make on just this parking? And I'm like, well, you know, we're like $20 a pop, you know, 10 car, you know, that's for what do we say? $20 a pop. If you had, my brain's not working. What did I say? 100 cars. So if you had 100 cars, you know, that's $20,000. And I'm like, oh, they had well over 100. In one of the rows like we were in, there was probably over 50 in each, you know, double parked, you know, facing each other in each row. And there was rows and rows. There was a whole other field. Plus there's people coming and going. Plus there was another day. I bet they made close to $100,000 in parking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, easily. If not more.
Again, good for them. Yeah. I mean, you've got a field. Use what you have. And people were happy to pay. And you know, that's a huge. And this whole thing was a nonprofit for nonprofit charities, for the local charities in this little county and town. So everything is for different churches and groups that are participating. And, you know, I don't know how they divided up the whole, you know, they've got some expenses for sure. So it wasn't like, you know, and then you've got your $10 fee. But, you know, what a boon for this little town. So, I mean, I wasn't mad about it, but we thought, man. But, you know, there was like a couple of stages. There was a big main stage under the covered, you know, like arena. I would guess that's kind of like where they would show stuff, animals and stuff. And then a smaller little covered stage.
And they had great music. The music was great.
The music was really good. Yeah. We could hear it the whole time because you're just right around that main stage. Yeah. It's not like real far. You can hear it. And I thought the bands and the musicians were all really good. So the first thing we did, Joni, would you like to tell them about the pudding path?
Well, we went to get in line for the pudding path. And we thought, dear Lord, because it wrapped around the building.
It was a long line.
But it went really fast.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
So, yeah, it was great. And we go in, and so different groups that you go in and you pay your $10 to try the
full flight. If you want to try all of them, get your sample pack. It was 10, I think.
It was $10. And so you do. And it was very well organized. They were just little, like, muffin plastic containers, you know,
little plastic cups, like you would, almost like a medicine cup kind of size, maybe.
Yeah,
a little bigger. Yeah.
And the top, if y'all remember, like Russell Stover's candies, when you take the top off and it tells you, oh, this one is nougat or
orange
strawberry cream
right.
or this one is. So it was kind of that thing, and then the top of your container was where they would know when you would go to each separate booth. They knew exactly which hole was theirs to put
right.
their
they put their
in.
One in the one so you could see on your little map and, what you were having. Yeah.
And they had all different kind of flavors. They had, I think the first one was the moon pie banana pudding.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one was like an Oreo banana pudding.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one was Bell's Best banana pudding.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it had just different, they had different flavors. They had some very unique flavors. Mm-hmm. They had like a tropical one, and they had
a s'mores,
salted caramel,
s'mores.
Yep. They had chocolate banana pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, our favorite one of the specialty ones was actually made by East Hickman High School Culinary Arts class, and it was a Hiraccia. They had something, I've forgotten the total name of it.
There was some other name on the front of it, but then it was like Hiraccia, and it had little pieces of Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal on top.
Yes,
so it was kind of a cinnamon
instead of
spiced
the vanilla wafers, it was Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And it had that, just that, all that just cinnamony fall.
I almost went into a full diabetic coma right there.
It was
on
fantastic.
Because it was so sweet.
Yeah, it was fantastic, though.
It was our favorite, like you said, of the kind of flavored ones, and then there were some that were a little more along the traditional line, but it was really delicious, and it was so cute because I got an extra when you walk around this kind of horseshoe shaped little area inside the building, that's the pudding path, you guys, and in the little attendants, you know, it had the sign above what it was, and they'd put their thing, and so we visited a little bit, but when we got to the Hickman County?
Yeah, Hickman County.
When we got to their little culinary, they had full banana outfits on, y'all. The two students given it out were dressed in banana. I took a picture, so we'll post. I'll send Joni some of the pictures I got from it so that she can post it up there for you guys. But they were dressed like bananas. And I said, look at y'all. I took a picture. And then the little guy said, hey, do you want an extra one of ours? And I said, well, I can't. I've got spaces for all the ones. He said, no, you have a free square right there that nobody gets in, and ours is the best. So you want it? And I said, I do want an extra one of yours. So
I didn't know that we had a free square.
I didn't either until he pointed it out. And I was like, thank you, Mr. Banana.
I know. I didn't get a free. I didn't get an
extra. I know, but goodness, we were.
I was about sick.
We were fine. But we had the most fun. So then you take your, you get to the end, and then you close up. I mean, it was very, the logistics. I mean, of course, Joni being the culinary teacher, the whole way in, was sitting for that hour in the line, all I heard about was, now, how are they going to get those? Wonder how they're going to, you got to make that ahead, but the bananas can't brown. And then you got, I mean, it was, she was really thinking this through.
I was really stressing over the logistics for
them. She was stressing. Go ahead.
Well, we're impressed because, I mean, thinking about keeping it cold and all this kind of stuff. But they had a Purity milk truck right outside the venue there. And
a big
refrigerator
truck. That's
where they kept all their little containers.
I saw a little man was up on a little stand by the door, and he was sitting there. And the truck was running. And I was like, I bet you that was donated. I think it was Prairie Farms or whatever. But anyway, and that's where they stored. So there are all the banana puddings. So when they needed more, they just came out and asked for the kind they needed. And someone took it in. And then behind the people handing out the the actual samples were the people making up the samples. So they had their tray and they had their cups and they had their gloves and everything, and they were making the samples and then would hand them up. So it was very well done. And then you got to the end and you closed up your little container, you know, had the lids, so you sealed it up and then walked over, and they gave you your fork and napkin and a little bottle of water. And then you
And a little moon pie.
That's right, a little moon pie, and then you just could go wherever you wanted out in the festival to eat. So we went into the main stage area and found a little spot with JB, and we sat and we took very seriously our sampling.
We did. We rated it very seriously.
We did. We went in order and we discussed it amongst the three of us. We critiqued and discussed what we liked, the texture or no, and I mean we had a lot. We took it very seriously, you guys. So, and then we needed some real food because we were like,
I got to have something besides sugar here.
But
they had food trucks. So they had food trucks just in the big circle around the, I guess, the Ag Arena.
It's like the Ag Arena, the big covered, place where we were. They had a bunch of tables. I mean, they had all kinds of tables in there. I mean,
and then you go down some stairs or down the hillside there. And I called it Tent City. I don't know what they called it, but they had all kinds of vendors set up there. And
they had a big row.
I got a
of
very
vendors.
Delicious iced coffee there. Mm-hmm. We found some great candles.
Oh, I know. I wish I had their. We'll link. I think it's just like a Gmail.
They don't have a website, but we can put her email address out there.
Well, so we were just looking at these little vendor, and they're kind of your typical, little festival vendor things, and. But we got to one that had candles and kind of room sprays and stuff. And I have been in the market, which, again, I don't do a lot of scented candles anymore, but I do like them. And I'm just really in the mood for some. When it gets to be fall, I'm just like, And I'm like, I really am kind of in the market for some. And I hadn't gotten around in St. Louis to really look because I did want good ones. I want ones that are the better for you, the whole spiel. And I'm willing to pay. I'm like, that's fine. So I hadn't had a chance to do that. So then there was this little booth that was really nicely set up anyway. And I was like, oh my goodness. And the guy came over immediately and started telling me all about the, grade of the soy and coconut. It says it on there, but the good wax and the wick is this and that, and the wood wick, and you do this, and the oils are all, or the fragrances are plant-based, and it'll burn for this amount of time. Anyway, he did a whole spiel, and I'm like, well, this is exactly what I'm looking for. So we sniffed away there for a while, and I ended up with a bag full. I think I bought four candles and a little car diffuser thingy.
A little car diffuser.
I think I got you on that. And I think you got a candle or two, didn't you?
I did get a candle.
Yeah. So we just had fun sniffing in there and kind of, they ended up being real, real sweet. And, you know, I've been a vendor at things before. And I mean, anyway, it's exciting when people buy your stuff. So I totally get it. But, yeah, we wandered there and then, I think we sat and listened to a little bit of music at the end before we headed out. And yeah, so we weren't there a super long time, but like I said, there wasn't, I guess they had a couple, I never did see, oh, you know what? We left before the banana pudding eating contest because it wasn't going to be till like 3.
Yeah. Something.
30.
We had to get back and watch football. So,
well,
yeah, no, but we won the first quarter.
I'm so sad. Anyway, Banana Pudding Festival. Very fun.
And I promise we went to the Banana Pudding Festival. I know I sound like I've been to the Marlboro Festival.
Yeah, she's been chain smoking Marlboro Reds since, you know.
Looking for that Marlboro,
since,
man.
Since Friday. Yeah, so, yes. And then we were very, it was actually a fantastic day because we had a beautiful drive. The drive home was, we went a little bit of a different way. It was so pretty. Just winding roads through the fall looking kind of starting to be. It was gorgeous. And then we had the Banana Pudding Festival. We got to see JB and hang out. And then we headed back and we knew we had football on that night. We finished watching Vandy, Alabama, and Alabama pulled that one out. And then we watched Mississippi State and A&M, and I'm just sad. The whole thing was stupid and sad. I was.
Well, Texas A&M is an outstanding team.
They are a very good team. I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just, it was just, like you said, we won the first quarter. You're exactly right. But then the thing that made me mad at the end, they just really got ahead. We, you know, our quarter, Chapin was totally off. And not just him, I'm not just saying, but whatever was off and was not performing well. And then at the very end, Fluff got hurt bad, y'all. And I haven't heard a report.
And I do not have an update on Fluff.
They had to take him off on the cart. Now, he was conscious. He was, you know, but it's something, a leg-looking thing. But they had to take him off in the cart in the fourth quarter. So I was just done with life. I was done.
Done.
I was like, not my Fluff. And Tim had just called me. Maybe he had texted me right before that and said, you know, go State or whatever. And we were talking and anyway, and he finally said, I'm going to bed, you know, blah, blah, blah. Maybe he had called anyway, he got off and then wasn't just a few minutes, a couple minutes later that Fluff got hurt. And so I told him, I said, Fluff just got carted off. And he was like, I know, I'm watching. He said, I could hear you yell Fluff from here.
Fluff. Like,
I did. Fluff. Not Fluff. Anyway, so that was kind of depressing, but, you know, what are we going to do? Should I tell people about my I don't know what to call it, my corruption of the Amish in McNairy County?
Oh, 100%. Yes, yes, you should tell that.
Oh, y'all, it's so embarrassing. But anyway, so when I drove in on Thursday from St. Louis and I got to Adamsville, which is just kind of the next town or so, it's over and it's in McNairy County, I believe. Anyway, and I get through there, and I'm right in the town, and I get stopped. A light turned red, so I get stopped, and I've got the top down. I've got my music going. It was a great drive and all that. My tunes are on, and the light turns red, and I look over, and right next to the road in a parking lot right there is this Amish gentleman getting into his buggy with another Amish gentleman, and he's getting in his buggy, and I promise you, I pull up and stop, and at that very moment, Hank Williams Jr., through my speakers, says, do you want a drink? Do you want a party? The pig's in the ground. The beer's on ice. All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
Oh, she's been corrupted, this poor
and
Amish
I, it was
man.
Loud, y'all, because I just come off the highway. You know, it's louder, and you stop, and then it gets loud. And I promise you, I stopped, and do you want a drink? And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I couldn't turn it down. I thought, what do I do? Do I turn it down? Do I ignore them? What do I do? So I just kind of looked up and I just kind of gave a little wave and the guy was smiling and sort of chuckling.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want a drink? Do you want a party? and she's waving at the dude.
It was a friendly wave. It was a friendly wave. It was like a, I can't, you guys can't see, but maybe if this is our clip, it was like a, you know, it was a dork wave. And he kind of, I saw a little grin, a chuckle under the, as he got into his buggy, but I was like, oh my gosh. So if you all hear tell of there's some big city woman who's come into McNairy County, who's trying to corrupt the Amish. It's not, it's just me. And I'm not. I promise you, I love Jesus. I'm sorry that happened.
That's why she's listening to the satanic devil music.
That wasn't Satan. That was just a good time.
Speaking of country music, Ron just sent me a little post here that Freda Parton made. This is Dolly's sister.
Oh.
And she says, last night I was up all night praying for my sister Dolly. Many of you know she hasn't been feeling her best lately. I truly believe in the power of prayer, and I have been led to ask all of the world that loves her to be prayer warriors and pray with me. She is strong, she is loved, and with all the prayers being lifted for her, I know in my heart she's going to be just fine. Godspeed, my sissy Dolly. We all love you. So I don't know exactly. I knew she had not heard some, you know, things that she was not feeling great.
She had canceled her her little residency, her shows in Vegas, just like last week.
Yeah,
she had said, I just can't, you know, because I've got some medical things. And so, Oh, Dolly. Yeah, well, we can be praying for sure. I think, I mean, that is all I think of. Like I said, after that, we just pretty much Sunday, we went in the pool for a little bit, and then we just sort of rotted on the couch. I did my crocheting, and Joni tried to not cough and all that kind of good stuff. So that's been her big goal, is to just not cough.
That's been the week.
Her lungs out. So do you have a recipe for us this week? I know this is kind of a shorter episode a little bit, guys, but we got to get this girl to rest.
I got to get better. Okay. Yeah. This is actually a dip that Mama Rose used to make. So Mama Rose, I lived with when I went to Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. Her daughter April was one of my good friends, and we lived in the little house out back. But Mama Rose would make this dip, and I'm going to be very honest with you. It looks like cat food.
Oh.
But it tastes wonderful.
Okay.
It's delicious.
That's a good warning.
But her old recipe had a roll of garlic cheese in it, and they've quit making garlic cheese.
Uh-huh.
You know, I thought the South was going to have an uprising.
Yeah.
Because we put garlic cheese in everything. And
could you use that Boursin?
Garlic cheese.
Could you use that Boursin, or was it more of a cheddar garlic kind of a roll?
No,
it's
more cheddar.
More cheddar. Yeah. Okay.
It's a roll. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sure you fixed us up.
So I came across this recipe, and it is the same thing, but it's a hot tamale dip. Ooh. Is what it is. Mm. So you have, and I would, now knowing what I know about nutrition and things, I would change this up a little bit. I'm going to give you the original recipe. But,
right.
So
don't listen, RFK. Don't listen to us. Leave us alone.
Yeah. Yeah. This is not RFK approved.
No, we're sorry.
So two green onions, and make sure just finely chopped, 3 tablespoons of butter, a can of Rotel tomatoes, a can of plain chili, no beans, just plain chili. I always use Hormel when I make it.
I was going to say, Hormel has just a canned chili.
Yeah. Now I would just probably make my own chili and use in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 cans of Hormel hot tamales, and you chop them up. Make sure, you know, they come with paper on them. You got to take the paper off your canned tamales.
Okay. I've never had canned tamales.
Chop them up real good.
Okay. All right.
A teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 pound of sharp cheddar cheese, grated, and then whatever you want to, you know, if you want Fritos or Tostitos or whatever to eat it with. But so what you're going to do is just in a good heavy bottom pot, saute your green onions in the butter. Just until they're kind of fragrant and slightly tender. You don't have to cook them forever.
Okay.
But, and then add your Rotel tomatoes. Keep their juices. Don't drain it.
Okay.
And the chili. And mix all that up. And then add your tamales in there. I missed Worcestershire. There's a tablespoon of Worcestershire.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. As Caleb says, wash your sister sauce.
There you go. Wash your sister sauce. Uh-huh.
So add the tamales, the wash your sister sauce, and the garlic powder. Stir that up. Break up the tamales as you're stirring that. Cook it for about 5 minutes until everything's just really well mixed. And then add the cheese and stir until melted. Now, I'm going to tell you, when you pour this into your bowl or whatever you're going to serve it in, I would get more cheese and put on top of it.
Oh,
because it is not a pretty dip.
Mm. And maybe cut up some green onions. Put some fresh green onions up on top of there. Yeah.
You can make it look
tomatoes.
Pretty,
but you could even put little tomatoes up. Yeah. Okay. Make it look.
But
good.
I'm going to tell you, it is not a pretty dip. It sounds like a bean dip, like a refried bean.
Yes. Where it just kind of looks like a blob. Okay.
Yeah, but it is delicious.
Okay.
Mama Rose used to make it. When we were watching football, we'd eat her hot tamale dip, and it was great.
That does sound amazing. Tim would love that. Actually, it sounds a lot like what he likes to make. What's it called? Like a fundito? Yeah. Kind of a where it's cheese and there's meat in there and all kinds of stuff. So that sounds very, very good. Mama Rose's tamale dip?
Hot tamale dip.
Okay. Yep. That sounds amazing. Okay. Are you ready for my top three?
Top three.
I am.
Okay. Number one, I was telling Joni about this the other day because I've come down here and so I brought it with me and I haven't showed it to her yet, but I have really been loving a new Bible study kind of tool system. I don't even know what to call it. I got it, a month ago, several weeks ago, and it's called the Bible Binder, and it's by the James Method. So if you go and look it up, the James Method, or if you look at Instagram or whatever, they're on there, and you can kind of see what it's like. And basically, it's this beautiful, I think it's probably a vegan leather, but it's this beautiful notebook binder, like hole punch kind of binder. And then in it, they have all these pages that are nice and thick and templates that they sell. And it's basically just a tool for you to do your own Bible study. And I know that sounds really like, you know, it's not a Bible study in the sense of like, wait, I'm going to sneeze. Woo. In the sense of like, you know, you read something and you study it and there's questions. It's just templates that then you can use when you were studying the Bible. So they have book template pages for like the book. So for example, I just jumped in and I started doing Habakkuk mainly because it's only three chapters. And I'm like, let me do something sort of small to get my brain around. You know, if I jumped into like Isaiah, I think I would have been a little intimidated. But so there's like a page, a template for the book, and it talks about the author, or, you know, you have a space to write stuff. It's just a blank thing. So then you go in and you get your resources. And again, with stuff we have online, because that's where I was like, at first I'm like, where do I go to find this information? You know, I don't have a whole set of commentaries and I have a few things, and I bought a few things to kind of fill in, tools to help. But online there's the Bible Hub. There's Blue Letter Bible, which are both free things, and you can look up, and you can look up the lexicon. You can look up the words, and the Strong's is all linked on there. And then there's everything's on there. So really, you can do a lot with that. All the different translations, you could do it all on the computer if you wanted to. So there's a template for the book, and then there's a template for chapter summary pages. So you read a chapter, and then you can work through this page that leads you through different, you know, key verses, who, you know, people, places, and, you know, involved, commentary notes, summary, you know, you can just use it, application, what it teaches us, what it tells us about God, what it tells about mankind, what it meant to the original, you know, audience. And it just guides you through it. There's small enough spaces that you don't feel super intimidated because you're like, okay. But then they also do have, you can get grid dot, just pages that are blank. So you can add in as much as you want if you need an extra page. So there's chapter summary, and then there's verse mapping pages where you can take a key verse or verse from there, put it on there, pull out the words, look them up in the Strong's, get the meaning, get the, you know, go deeper on a verse. And then they just came out with character study pages, and I haven't done one yet, but same idea. It's just a tool that I'm finding really, really, really helpful. I'm just, I was telling Joni, I'm just kind of in this, like, I don't know. This year, I just feel like in this mode of, I just want to understand the Bible better. And again, I feel stupid saying that as a Christian. Joni said, no, I know what you mean. So, you know, and kind of a word, a phrase that keeps coming to my mind is, I just want to draw nearer to God. I just want to draw near. You know, there's just all this going on in the world and the news. And I think I'm just oversaturated with even people's opinions and thoughts. And I just want to kind of filter out some of that, if that makes sense. Anyway, I was just looking at the website for the James Method, the Bible Binder today. I was looking at something and their little tagline, I didn't even realize this, Joni, it said committed to drawing near to God. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, I never saw that before. So I'd come across this online, you know, on Instagram or whatnot and seen these and thought I'd give it a try. So I'm really, really enjoying it. Of course, I had to get new pens. You know, of course, I had to get some supplies.
Of course.
Because I'm enjoying, I'm not an overly make things fancy in a book. I don't know, you would think I would be, but I just don't feel like I'm really good at that. But I'm kind of enjoying that creative side a little bit. But I love that it's a tool that's just helping me when I feel like now I can go to the Bible and go to any book, go to any chapter, and I have a way to study it that's more, you know, and that just sounds, it's almost like when you're in school and it's like, you know, I don't remember in high school, I didn't really learn how to study anything. Like,
yeah,
you know, they're like study for, I mean, you could study for a test, you could study, you know, kind of that, but it was like to really understand kind of a method to do it was a little difficult. So this I have found, I really love it. I love the binder. I love all the things about it. So it is a big thumbs up for me. The second thing is a show on Prime, and it's called House of David. And I thought I'm surprised I hadn't talked about this yet, but, and it has season 2 has just started. In fact, I think there's 2 episodes out, October 5th. So season 2, but go back and of course start with season 1, and it's just what you think. It's about David from the Bible. It's called House of David. And again, it's kind of in the vein of The Chosen, you know, kind of, you know, that idea of it's a dramatization of the story from the Bible of David. And I really enjoyed the first season. Now, does it take some liberties and fill in some, you know, thing? Of course it does, because it's making, you know, some characters and things like that. But it really follows the biblical narrative. And I really loved the way it's dealing with Saul and his. Saul has always been a really fascinating person in the Bible to me. Like, just, he was chosen by God to be this king, and then he just completely falls apart and gets his whole family removed, you know, his family line removed from the. Anyway, and he has kind of a. Some people think he maybe was possessed, but they do a really interesting job portraying him. And then the prophet Samuel is very, very interesting in this. So I really enjoyed it. Season 2 starts up. I think season 1 ended with the Goliath stuff. And so season 2 is going to start up. So I'm excited to watch that. The third thing is the Samuel Adams Jacko Pumpkin Ale. It's quite delicious. It's a pumpkin beer. You guys, 'tis the season. Go get you some. This is the only time of year you get to have it. And I had not had this one before, and it's the Jacko. They have an Oktoberfest one, and that's good too. But I prefer the Jacko. It's like more spicy. It's got more like clove and stuff in it. So, yeah. So put on your show. Put on House of David. Get your Bible binder out. Get all your pens. Get your pumpkin Jacko pumpkin ale, and just have the best weekend. That sounds perfect.
Sounds perfect.
It does. Well, we are having a relaxful fall break, so I hope you guys have a little time to have a break, rest a little bit, you know, do some things that you want to do, and we will be back next week. I'm headed to Nashville this weekend to get Thatcher moved in to his new place, so the show keeps rolling.
Rolling.
We're rolling. So until next time, you guys, have a great week and goodbye, Pellet.
See you downstairs, Patch.
Yeah, I'll be right in there. I'm getting my pumpkin ale. Yeah. Bye. Zoomed in. It looks good though. I don't think yours normally does that, your camera, does it? Does it always zoom like that?
Does it
Looks good. Does your camera zoom like that normally?
I don't know. I don't know what Ron's done.
It looks good. The light looks good. Everything looks really good. But I look like a troll from under the bridge. But anyway.